city on earth. And it is. For 11,000 years, continuously, people lived in Jericho. And the other strange thing about Jericho is that it's in the middle of a barren desert, the Judean Desert. If you're on a tour bus going to Jericho, you go through miles and miles of desert. And then all of a sudden, in the middle of the desert, is this town that is lush with vegetation. It's surrounded by natural freshwater springs, so all of a sudden it's an oasis. And it is lush. Every kind of flower and bush and tree is there. And there are the palm trees, the date trees, the fig trees, the orange trees, the lemon trees. And you can smell all the fruits and the aroma is beautiful. And there are also sycamore trees in the middle of the desert. Now one day, when Jericho was only 9,000 years old, a very famous man came to visit. And he was only going to walk through Jericho on his way to Jerusalem. He lived way up north in the Galilee, and he preached and healed up in the Galilee, but he was going out to Jerusalem. But to get to Jerusalem, you have to go through Jericho. So just as he got to the gates of Jericho, his reputation had received him. A man who was blind came right up to Jesus and said, "Please heal me, Bartimaeus." And Jesus healed the blind man. And Jesus continued down the road. Now, there was a man in Jericho who was Jewish, but he was a last Jew. And his name, Zacchaeus, in Hebrew, means innocent, goodness. But he was far from innocent and he was far from good, because not only did he practice his faith, but he also was a tax collector, which meant he worked for the occupying Romans, who were extorting from the Jewish people taxes. And being a chief tax collector, he extorted a little extra for himself, a lot of extra. And as the gospel tells you, he's not only the chief tax collector, but he's also very wealthy. Yeah. He's very wealthy because he's a thief. And a selfish man stealing from his own. Now, this man, Zacchaeus, is not innocent. But for some strange reason, he has heard about Jesus. And he wants to see who Jesus is. Now, I think there's a difference between seeing someone and then seeing who that person is. But Zacchaeus, he wants to see who Jesus is. But he can't see Jesus because even though he's wealthy, he's very, very short. And he can't see over the crowd. So what does he do? He becomes like a teenage boy. He climbs a tree. And there he is up in the sycamore tree, hidden in the branches, looking down to see Jesus passing through. And Jesus does go pass by. And when Jesus is passing under the sycamore tree, Jesus looks up. And he sees hidden in the branches this man. And he says to him, "Zacchaeus." He knows his name. "Zacchaeus, come down." And Zacchaeus comes down. And in the short distance between leaving the branch and touching the ground, Zacchaeus was transformed. He changed. He immediately says to Jesus, "I will give half of everything I have to the poor." This selfish thief suddenly finds these words coming out of his mouth just because he saw Jesus, or maybe just because Jesus saw him. That might be a difference. And just because Jesus not only saw him, but knew him, even knew his name. And not only did he see him and know him, he commanded him to come to him. Jesus zapped someone. This man got zapped. Jesus entered it. Jesus could see this selfish thief, his innocence. He could see in the selfish thief what God had originally made him to be. A beautiful person. A good person. And Jesus just touched him, spoke to him, looked at him, and infused in him the grace to change, to be healed of his spiritual sickness. So in this town of Jericho, on that one day that Jesus was there, Jesus does something twice. He heals first a blind man, physically heals him, and second, a man who needed spiritual healing. There's all kinds of healing. This is a healing mass, and we are going to have a little ceremony, and it's an encounter. The church has ritualized the encounter of Jesus coming to you. He'll come to those who want to be anointed. We will go and we'll do what Jesus would do. We touch you, recognize you. We see you. And then we come back, and then we will anoint you with the sacred oils. And for the early Christians, oil, and it was a sign of not only healing, but a sign that you are sacred. Priests, kings, and prophets were anointed on the forehead and on the hands. And we will ritualize that. And this will be an external expression, a sacrament, that the Lord knows you and sees you and wants to see the goodness in you and will heal you of what you need healing. Maybe physically, maybe emotionally.